And welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. Today, we are going to move forward in talking about the fact that we've got the MS drugs, but what's next? And a lot happened over really the end of last year, where they introduced a new disease-modifying therapy to treat multiple sclerosis to get us up to more than 25 forms of treatment. And we wanted to talk about that, but first I wanted to get with you, Jennifer, because this is the first episode of 2023. How is your holidays, and what does the winter look like for you coming up here throughout January?
Yes, June is
I wish.
We're Michiganders, so we're dealing with cold weather, although we haven't had too much snow, which is nice. The holidays were very good. And as I was talking about rolling in snow is never fun. And as I noticed while I was sitting, not in my wheelchair, but staring at my wheelchair, I'm rolling in an incredibly dirty, dusty, gross wheelchair. Certainly only the back is what I could see, and it was just dirty and dusty. And that's frustrating. And I don't know any of you out there who are also in a wheelchair, but when you're not in your chair and you get a chance, you're like, ooh, I need to take that to the car wash. And so that's where I am right now, Dan. So hopefully the next time we have an episode, my wheelchair will be spiffy and shiny.
It's like you want me to take it to Fast Eddie's? Is that what you're looking at there, dude?
It's a very pretty chair, and it deserves to not be covered in a thick layer of hairspray and dust. And you can giggle.
I do giggle because I see it.
Sunny, your car is shiny and nice.
It's because I never drive it.
Well, yeah. Well, I drive
You're driving this. Every day.
I drive silver every day. So
you had like a milestone, did you not?
Please share the milestone.
What did you do with silver?
I hit 300 miles. Woot woot. which is silly, but I have an odometer on my chair, and I've driven silver, which is my wheelchair, as I've talked about in the past. Name them like kids. But I hit 300 miles. So enough about me and my chair woes. How was your holiday? Welcome to 2023, Dan.
Thank you. Welcome to 2023. And I'm just thinking, it was a great holiday, I dare say, and I hate to say it, but it's almost like I was ready to go back to work because I took the week off between Christmas and New Year's. And I think it's just like I wanted to go back to work just to rest. I think it's just like, but you know, it's really hard when you have the entire day to do anything and everything, and you're just running right. And especially because I think you're looking at condensing everything you wanted to do between the holidays into those 7 days. And so it's like you are nonstop. Whereas at least with work, yeah, I work hard, but it's like for 8 hours and then you're done and then you can breathe and stuff. And so I think just having that structure, I would like another day off, and I'm just holding out until the Monday after the Super Bowl, because I always take the Monday after the Super Bowl off. And so that's giving me some, like, a look forward to in the working world beyond the awesomeness of my job and the work I do. But it's just, who doesn't want a day off?
Absolutely. And I'm going to circle back quickly, Dan Digman,
please,
and call you out on one thing. As part of this tiredness of your vacation.
Yes.
You and I could always find time to binge watch a television show, and we stay up entirely too late. And so your vacation, you're sleep deprived because my caregiver, Jen, still showed up at 9 o'clock in the morning every day of your vacation.
And staying up until 1, 2 in the morning rewatching Ozark, because we're just like, we have so got to watch that again. So you're watching the whole series, binging, and you're just thinking, I forgot about that.
Absolutely. It's a very complex show. It's a very good show. We enjoyed it. We enjoy it because we still have one more season to watch. And I'm sure everyone out there is guilty of binge watching and staying up too late. So I do need to take, I was a little bit complicit in your fatigue.
Yeah, because we're not binging while I'm working. But I want to know then from everybody listening, because again, we're binging Ozark for the second time through, but what are you binging and what should we look at and stuff to keep me up until 1-2 in the morning, not on a work night, but what are you binging? Let us know, reach out to us through our email, go to acoupletakesonms@gmail.com and just let us know what are you binging and what's going to be worth our time to stay up until all hours of the night/morning. So that once Ozark is done, what's next on our list? So with that, I mean, we've talked about binging, we've talked about the holidays and stuff, but we're really here, Jennifer. I want to know about this new drug, and I want to know about what about for us and those of us who have lived with MS for well over 23 years now, both of us. What's next on the horizon? What next? But tell us about this new medication.
Well, as you alluded to, there are over 25 disease-modifying therapies on the market. And TG Therapeutics introduced Briumvi. The FDA approved it, and it has been approved for the treatment of relapsing forms of MS in adults, including clinically isolated syndrome. And it is also approved for relapsing remitting MS and active secondary progressive MS. Woo-woo, which is very excited because I have active secondary progressive MS, and I know for the longest time when I was categorized, if you want to call it that, with that form of MS, there wasn't treatment options available. So this is pretty big. And so to tell you more about the medication, it is a monoclonal antibody that targets CD20, which is a protein found on the surface of B cells. And it induces B cell depletion within 24 hours, which is kind of exciting. And B cells are white blood cells shown to play a role in MS, which we've heard about numerous times with all the different medications.
But that's exciting.
And Briumvi is given by infusion with like two initial doses administered 14 days apart. And it's followed by infusions every 24 weeks. So this is another infusion medication. And I am taking infusions of Rituxan for my active secondary progressive MS. And you are taking Ocrevus infusions for your relapsing remitting MS.
Correct.
And we're not advocating for these drugs. We're just excited that they are available.
Well, I think that's the big thing with the Briumvi, with any new medication. I think how exciting then for the MS world, everybody that's living with the disease, because not everybody responds to each MS medication. I mean, I've been through a couple of them, and said couple didn't really do anything for him, didn't help. And so now that there's options, this is a great option for people with MS. And should Ocrevus or Rituxan no longer be effective for us, we have, and that's what's cool about this, is that you, Jennifer, you have something new as well. I mean, how's that for you? I mean, is that encouraging? You're just like, nah.
It's encouraging because, like I said, we didn't have anything for so long for secondary progressive MS, and there's even medications available for progressive MS, which is exciting. And as we've mentioned so many times throughout the course of this podcast, MS is a snowflake disease in that it's much like snowflakes, and no two cases are alike. So what works for you, Dan, does not or may not work for me. But at least if my Rituxan stops working, there are other medications out there that I can try. And that's exciting because I don't want to give in to this disease. And, you know, we say we're moving forward, and disease modifying therapies help us to move forward.
And that's what's encouraging, is that when we both were first diagnosed, I mean, there were like three disease modifying therapies, and now we're sitting here right at the beginning of 2023 and we have more than 25. But then I want to ask the question then, we personally, you and me, don't need another disease modifying therapy. We, you know, we're benefiting from the ones we are taking, but I'm like, well, what next for those of us who have been living with it for so many years? I mean, better part of two decades. What's next to make things? How much research, and what are they doing on the research front to find ways to fix what's wrong with us? I mean, I'm damaged goods, Jennifer. You married a dude that was damaged goods, and I got a lot of MS baggage with me. But it's like, what's next, or what's on the horizon for this? I mean, do you hear buzz? Are there things about like myelin repair or things that are going to fix the issues that are wrong with us? The reason you can't walk, the reasons I don't have feeling in my fingers. Is there anything, you know, what's being done to do that? It seems like we always hear the news of a DMT. What about a myelin repair?
Well, I think that's very, it's a big topic and it's very optimistic and it sounds simple, but I don't think it is. And it's the reality that just a few short years ago, the idea of nervous system repair wasn't even possible. And now they're doing so much research. The National MS Society, the MS Society in the UK, that, you know, I hop on the internet and I Google search the words myelin repair or repair in multiple sclerosis, and I find out, that things are being done and promising results are being found. And I know, if I think back a few years ago, my brother is diabetic and there was buzz about a diabetic drug called metformin that was used to, it was showing promising results in myelin repair. And granted, this was in October 2019. And one of the references that I will make is to the MS Society in the UK. But when they were testing metformin in rats, it did improve their myelin, repaired their myelin, which can be frustrating because I'm a human being and I have multiple sclerosis. I'm not a rat, but after living with the disease for a quarter century, I'm going to take any little progress that they make. So if metformin can improve myelin in rats, maybe that'll translate to human beings. And then there was also, an antihistamine that both the U.S. Multiple Sclerosis Society and the MS Society in the U.K. has used. And it does improve a little bit of nerve function. And here in the United States, as a matter of fact, they use this clemastine, this antihistamine, and that helped improve signals in the optic nerve. So again, I don't know how realistic or when, but baby steps are moving forward with myelin repair. And I think that's encouraging, you know, just to know that a few years ago it wasn't even thought about. Now, in 2023, they are making some progress. But what about you, Dan? I mean, do you hear that and you think, yeah, that's not applicable to me? Or
I think it's very applicable, you know, as far as the everything with the myelin repair, any kind of the research, because you think about that. That we, when it was like 2000, you were diagnosed in 97, I was diagnosed in 2000, and there were three DMTs, and now there's over 25 within like 23 years. And so I think really it's just, they just need to come up with one type of treatment, like myelin repair or some way to reverse it. And it's almost like, would that open the floodgates then for all of the other research that's being done for this kind of repair to fix what's wrong, what's happened? I guess then my question for you, Jennifer, is would you be willing, I mean, with this research, and they're all being done on rats and whatnot, but once what happens when it goes to like human clinical trials? Would you be willing to give up like your any kind of DMT treatment or something else to get in on the research for a myelin repair fix?
That's a tough question, Dan Digman. You didn't.
I was a reporter once.
Right. I think so. I mean, if it could help, yes.
Well, I mean, it's just in the sense that we talk about the DMTs and things like that. And, you know, we're looking for people with relapsing, remitting, things like that, people who are newly diagnosed, who don't have the progression, the severity, the damage of what I have, what you have. But when you're talking about myelin repair and fixing what is wrong, I want to say then, would we, as two people who have lived with this disease for 23 and 20, wow, coming up 26 years respectively, almost like, should we not be at the front of the line of potential test subjects for this? And would you be willing to give up what's there to be a guinea pig? And for me, I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would be willing, if it was something where I had to give up the treatment of which I'm taking right now. I mean, it took me how long to go off the beta seron because it was causing damage because I had no more room to give myself an injection to finally go onto the Ocrevus. Would I be willing to just set that aside for experimentation? I don't know. Did I buy you time?
You did. Okay. I think that I would be willing because I don't want my disease to be in vain. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It has been a challenge and it's been difficult. And if they can look at this old damaged brain and nervous system of mine and glean a bit of information to help a newly diagnosed person or to help someone who doesn't have the damage I do, I would be willing.
So, I mean, you're talking, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, well, comma, selfish Dan. I mean, think of then everybody long before us, even before there were the three DMTs we speak of, who had to go through, who was willing to go through all of that to find those treatments, those drugs. And so it's just like, if they're looking to repair things, is that something just to give up what I have? Like you say, well, but you say just to not be in vain, that it's just like, you know, that we did some good in the life we lived with multiple sclerosis
And now I'm going to interrupt you.
You just did. Go ahead.
Because you make a gift to me every day in that you help transfer me and help me with the activities that I no longer can do by myself, the activities of daily living and just the simple things. Whereas I would think, ooh, this is bad.
Okay,
do but it. I would say selfishly, Dan, I don't want you to experiment and do something that could mess up the way that your day-to-day existence is. Me, go ahead. And I don't want to say that my existence isn't worth staying healthy for. It is. But Yeah, that's a really deep question, but I don't know that selfishly I would want you to be experimented on or to... Wow.
You're processing, and so
I'm processing, and that's a question. I mean, what about people? You know, we have a support group meeting coming up soon. We should put that question out to our MS community. I mean, we're doing it right now.
I was going to say,
this podcast, what do others mean? People who have children, or people that are continuing to work, or people that just, they're happy where they are. Do you want to upset the apple cart?
I think that's a great question. So then you out there in listener land, chime in on this and send us an email. The email is acoupletakesonms@gmail.com, and just send us that and just say, subject line guinea pig. And just like, would you be willing to give up your DMT to be a guinea pig in a myelin repair?
Well, and that's interesting, because maybe such a thing, you wouldn't have to give up your DMT.
Good point.
What are the ramifications, or what wouldn't you be willing to give up? And do you believe? I mean, it's crazy. I remember being diagnosed, and my neurologist that diagnosed me said, 5 years, Jennifer, 5 years, we will have a treatment. We will have a cure. And then 5 years rolled by, and he wasn't willing for me to try a more aggressive therapy. And I thought, oh, I'll try this more aggressive therapy, change neurologist. And then I bet in 5 years there will be something. Yeah, it's 25 years.
25 years later.
And I haven't given up hope. I still get excited about the prospect. I don't look for a cure so much. I certainly wouldn't want someone to be diagnosed with this disease, because I'm not focused on a cure. But I am looking more for that fix, whether it be myelin repair or just a way to make my life a little bit easier, you know, some sort of just a new strategy to better deal with my multiple sclerosis. And so I think that's why we walk at MS Walks, why we raise money for research. And that is my hope in the future.
That's really good. I think those are just the great thoughts. I mean, and it's just like then talking about everything that's on the horizon and something else to talk about. We were recently part of a panel that talked about some research that's been done with the university. It's the University of Pennsylvania Health System with Penn Medicine of that health system. And this talked about the drugs. It's talking about precision medicine, and it's with Dr. Bar Orr. And we will have a link to this conversation that we had. I mean, again, we talked about just the conversation as Jennifer and me and Melissa Cook, another MS warrior, and we'll have a link to her website and everything, but we'll also have a link to the podcast, the webinar that we participated in talking about precision medicine. And that's the beauty, and it's like the research that's happening, so that the DMTs of which we speak, it's no longer talking about as far as a one size fits all or any kind of like with your MS treatments. It's like looking more exclusively at you as an MS patient, and what and calculating and seeing and figuring out what is the best treatment specifically for you, and not just a shot in the dark. And, you know,
and can you imagine you yourself, Dan, you mentioned that you tried 4 medications before you ended on Ocrevus right now. And I myself have done 4 or 5 as well. And with this precision medicine, can you imagine going to a doctor and he would tell you, he or she, I don't want to be sexist, would tell you right away, try this medication. And so that was really my exciting takeaway from the precision medicine talk that we were fortunate to be part of. And check it out.
It really was. I think it was just like, you know, it's engaging and you start thinking about like, well, what new things, what can they tell us? And it was just like hearing him talk about the research and what this means. It's like, wow. And then all of a sudden, you know, in terms of talking, because we did talk about repair and what this is and would this kind of precision medicine benefit those of us who have been living with the disease for quite some time. And he had really great answers. Just very encouraging. So again, there will be a link on the liner notes for this to drive you to that discussion and also to Melissa Cook's website. Wow. I mean, just sparking with even just that with another new DMT that came out the end of last year, where we're going, you had a lot of good stuff just in the potential and future of DMT or with the myelin repair and just fixing what's been damaged. I mean, I'm encouraged, and I'm not speaking for you. What about you?
I'm encouraged, and listening to Dr. Bart Orr and reading what I've read on the internet and just talking with you, I'm encouraged, and I think that's what keeps us going, and that is something, and I know it's so hard because I have the disease and you also have the disease, Dan. But there are moments where you're just so angry and so depressed or so devastated by what multiple sclerosis can do to you. But it is those pieces, like we talked about myelin repair or new medications, that give me hope. And I think that if you lose hope, you've lost your battle with MS. So ironically, I hope people don't lose hope. And if you are in a dark place, reach out to someone in the MS community. I mean, there are nearly 1 million of us here trudging along in the United States. So reach out. Social media is a good place. And podcasters like Dan and me, we are always here to offer support and different perspective. So that's my soapbox, Dan Dignan.
I love that soapbox. I love that journey for you.
Thank you. Love that show. And that reminded me of just joy, you know, that we still have hope and we still have joy. You know, something I haven't asked you in a while, Dan Dignan.
Yes, Jennifer.
Have you had a moment of joy lately?
Yes. Because I think we've had set that aside for a couple episodes. And I mean, just talking about moments of joy and just those moments that just like you look back on and will always smile about and just that bring you like joy and happiness. And I think that for me, my moment of joy recently was we had promised that we would not get each other Christmas presents, that we bought one Christmas present for the two of us. And I won't give that away because that's going to be your moment of joy is what my understanding is. But that was going to be our Christmas present. But then there's all of a sudden a Christmas present under the tree.
And honestly, Dan, I didn't do it to be bad or anything because it was a Christmas present from me. But one of my favorite holiday movies is A Christmas Story. And you know the part at the end of the movie when Ralphie's... I don't want to give it away, but I haven't seen the movie. But when Ralphie's BB gun is under the tree and there's one more present, Ralphie under the tree, and there's his Red Ryder BB gun. And it was like that with you, Dan. I was like, oh, Dan, there's one present under the tree. And you opened it. And
it was the book, because we had watched something with Jerry Seinfeld, and he's like one of my all-time favorite comedians, and his series of comedians in cars getting coffee, and his book with that comedians in cars getting coffee book came out, and Jennifer got that, and that was one of my biggest moments of joy, and it's so fun and comprehensive and just like brings you back to those episodes and stuff. And because that's like such an incredible show. That was my moment of joy. It's just like, you know, that I don't want to say, oh, but you paid attention and you know what I like and stuff. Because, I mean, that's what you do after 17 years of marriage, right? But that was my moment of joy. So then I will ask you then, come Jennifer, what was your moment of joy?
Well, it was joyful to see you open a Jerry Seinfeld book. And let's be honest, I'm sort of selfish because I get to read it with you. So woo woo. But my Christmas present that you mentioned, it was also a Christmas present for you. We each bought each other concert tickets to see the band live at the
Soaring Eagle Casino.
Yes, it's close to us at a casino. I wasn't going to be like all telling people, but yeah, it was Soaring Eagle Casino. And live is my hands down favoriteest band from college a long time ago. And what was wonderful is I took my fantastic husband, we went, and my bestie from college and her husband. So the four of us went to see live, and it was such a good concert and such a hoot to watch, to watch the band, to watch the crowd. And so that for me was a moment of joy. And I don't know about anyone else, but once concert was over, live has been perpetual, like on the just we're listening to it all the time and we're always singing it. So it's very fun. And they put on, the lead singer, Ed, put on one heck of a good show. So it's very fun. And so that was my moment of joy. And I will carry that with me for a while.
That is so awesome. It was a really good concert. And so we really appreciate you all taking the time to join us for this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. We hope that it's pulled out some things for you to think about in terms of what's next for us with the world of multiple sclerosis in terms of medication and fixing what's happened.
Thank you again for joining us for this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. We would love to hear from you, so please share your thoughts on our podcast or answer questions or ask questions you may have for either Dan or me, and we're open books. So please email us at acoupletakesonms@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @CoupleTakesOnMS or through our website at acoupletakesonms.com. And remember to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And until next time, we are A Couple Takes on MS. I am Jennifer Digman, and I'm rolling. And he is
Dan Digman. And I'm walking.
But together, we are so moving forward. So we'll talk to you next time. Take care.